Welcome to TAP, the awesome podcast. My name is Claire Turner and I'm an EFT practitioner, manifestation and mindset coach, the founder of Claire Turner EFT, the creator of 8 Weeks to Weight Loss and the From Doubt to Clout courses. Now, I am obsessed with helping women to overcome feelings of self-doubt and to grow into the awesome and empowered goddesses that they truly are. Now, if you are looking to tap into your divine right to success and abundance, then you have come to the right place, my friend. My goal within this podcast is to help you see your infinite potential, to tap into your personal power and be, do, and have whatever you dream of. Thank you so much for pressing play. We're going to have so much fun. Let's get going. Hello, welcome back to TAP, the awesome podcast. It's wonderful to have you with me. Thank you for joining. My special guest today is the absolutely gorgeous Sarah Hart. Now, Sarah is a chiropractor turned holistic coach, and she currently helps wellness leaders around the world on their journey to authenticity. Now, she's currently based in Australia, but when I first met her, we were in the UK at a chiropractic conference, and her energy and personality are just absolutely amazing. I love her to bits. She is absolutely gorgeous. Now, Sarah also has her own podcast, Journey to Authenticity, and that really started when she had, I guess, an awakening moment, where she states that, you know, she just had to question everything. She questioned the life she had created. And she started asking herself, you know, was it really what she wanted? Was it something she'd chosen? And did she create the life because it was what she wanted or because it was what she thought she should want or should be or should do or should have? And critically, am I in the right relationship? Now, I think that's probably questions that we have probably asked ourselves quite a lot, but the answers to which can actually be really, really scary. You know, we strive to achieve external stuff in the external world. You know, we strive to achieve what we think we should be having, based on what we're taught and based on what we're told. And, you know, often when I speak to people, they have, you know, stable and successful careers and businesses or a stable relationship. You know, they've got the house, they've got the friends, they've got the cars, they've got money in the bank. But there seems to be something missing for them. And it's this kind of lack of fulfillment and, I guess, happiness. And you kind of think that when you've achieved everything you want to achieve, then surely by default, you should feel fulfilled and happy. So if you've ever found that, if you've ever had the thought, you know, this isn't how it's supposed to be, there's got to be more to this, then A, you know how much that sucks. If you've put all the work in and you're still left feeling empty, unhappy and fulfilled, then, you know, that is a real kick in the teeth. But this is something that Sarah really went through, and she actually took it a stage further and started questioning it very deeply. And on top of that, she took action on her answers. So the sort of deeper questioning, you know, that she did was, you know, very much a case of who am I? You know, beneath the layers of conditioning, behind the story, you know, what's the my place in the world? Why am I here? Do I even matter? And it was very much from that place that Sarah's journey to authenticity was born. And she went from aligning the spine to aligning the soul. And in her podcast, which I thoroughly recommend you check out, this is something she takes a bit further. And she brings on as guests people that she can learn from, you know, learn how to be more authentic, more present, more grounded, more connected. Because at the end of the day, Everything that we're really looking for is already inside us, and healing happens from the inside out. So I hope you enjoy our chat. I had an absolute whale of a time with her. She is so lovely, so authentic, and she's just got a lot of information to give. So I hope you enjoy. Please do check out the links, and I will see you again soon. Toodles. Hello, welcome back to another Saturday special guest. And today I have the gorgeous Sarah Hart. Now, Sarah is a chiropractor turned holistic coach, helping wellness leaders around the world on their journey to authenticity to become more present, tuned in, and courageous, both personally and professionally. Now, we met a little while ago at a chiropractic conference, and I'm so excited and thrilled that she's kindly agreed to have a chat with me today and share more about her story and her journey. So, Sarah, hello. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure, my lovely. So just tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, how did you get to be where you are now?
Sure. I'll take you back, first of all, because I graduated as a chiro back in 2008. And basically, I'd done everything that I thought I should based on what I was taught or told. So I kind of did all right at school, got the good grades, graduated as a doctor of chiropractic, ended up setting up my own business and grew that. It was based in London. You know, that did really well. I bought the house, got engaged, bought the stuff, all the things that, you know, we're told that's what we should do. And so, you know, the more that I ended up kind of accumulating and acquiring, I thought this is going to be the thing that's going to help me feel really fulfilled from the inside. But actually, the more I acquired, the emptier I started to feel on the inside. And so I kind of got to this point about 4 years or so ago now, where I was feeling things were starting to break down in my world. It was like, okay, I've done everything that I actually wanted, but what's going on? And I woke up thinking to myself, is this the life that I really wanted? Did I even decide this life, or was it somebody else's idea? I was really unsure. And I was thinking, what do I want to really do with my life? Is this what I want it to look like for the rest of my time? And I didn't know the answer to that. And I was starting to get things like gut problems. I wasn't sleeping well, sort of disconnection in my relationship. I was sort of reactive a lot at home with my partner. And I started to feel this almost like a soul pull from the inside that I wanted to transition into something else. But actually, it was still, now I look back, I can still see that this was still part of the external chase, that I swapped it for wanting more in terms of things materially to now, okay, the answer is I want more time, I need more freedom, I need more space. And so I sold everything, relocated, changed everything in my external world. But the problem was that I took me with me. So that was the problem, but I didn't know that then. And so that feeling, that sort of void inside just got louder. And it hit this point where I couldn't, there was no other way to turn. I'm the common denominator here. I've got to look at me now, to the point where I was like, right, I need to end my relationship, everything beginning to collapse. And so, you know, those ways that synchronicities start to line up, people recommend things. And I got pulled into this world of holotropic breathwork. It's a form of breathwork.
Yeah.
And I went to do a holotropic breathwork workshop. And from then, that was the real gateway opening to this transition into looking within. Because I'd realized for all these years, I'd been wearing all these masks, following all these shoulds, had no idea. And going into the breath work, it enabled me to start to peel some of those layers away, to get underneath, to find out what was I running from? Something within myself. Mm-hmm. And so over the next sort of 2 year journey, I went on this deep inner healing journey to peel some of those layers of the conditioning and the masks, to get to the more core essence of who I was authentically underneath it. So that involved a lot of things, holotropic breathwork. I did a lot of plant medicine. I did a lot of personal development type workshops and so on. And then, you know, getting some of those answers, healing some of my own wounds, finding out what my deepest kind of desires, wants and needs are, and being able to now step into that space. And now I sort of pay that forward, and I started to become a holistic coach to pull together all the things that I had learned into something that could help other people.
That's fantastic. And I think that's probably something that people can really relate to without really realizing they relate to it until someone says that's how they felt. Because I think a lot of us, we do kind of get bamboozled in a way by the stuff and the, you know, I have to have this to be successful. I have to have this car and that house and whatnot. Without doing the work, the internal work, because the internal work is actually quite uncomfortable.
Yes. That's why we want to resist. I think I'll pass on that.
So, I mean, with that being said, you know, what are your thoughts on, with regards to like the getting lost amongst all the external trappings of success, and yet you've still got this deep kind of, like, you think you call it a void of feeling quite unfulfilled? Where do you think that sort of kind of stems from?
I think that's a really good question. I actually think it begins really early, because I think our whole culture and society is set up that way. And from the youngest age, being literally from the point that we're born, we end up a lot of the time compromising our authenticity for the sake of attachment. So connection and belonging. First of all, it's to our caregiver or our mother. And then it becomes, you know, the entire family unit. Then it becomes our school friends, peer group. Then it becomes our colleagues, our profession. That constantly we're compromising that authenticity basically to fit in. Yeah. And our whole society is set up that external awards, titles, money are the things that give us, like, we get thumbs up for that. For things like unique creativity, going with the flow and experience of life and nature, being lost sometimes because that's natural that we are, expressing all spectrums of emotion. It's like, don't know about that. That's more of a thumbs down, you know, generally. In our culture. So I think it begins very early. And so we learn very quickly how to wear masks, effectively. What we need to do. How topical. Who could have literally set that up more perfectly? The external world is reflecting back to us all the problems. Exactly. It's just, and that's how, genuinely how I'm seeing it. It's like an external projection of what's going on internally, and all these sort of fragmented aspects of our society, total disconnection from a sense of unity or consciousness or the essence of who we are, is this separation. And I'm gonna do this, cover myself up, I'm gonna change who I am to mold and become this chameleon. But the soul always suffers. And this is the thing, we start to experience, I think, symptoms and breakdown when we're not living in alignment with who we authentically are from within. And whether that's health challenges, whether that's mental breakdowns, disconnections in our relationships, you know, spiritual emergency, there can be many different ways that manifests. And for me, it was this, you know, as I said, some of the physical symptoms of my relationship breaking down, and this deeper sense of feeling lost and out of alignment with who the hell I was, you know?
Yeah, that's I find that really, really interesting, particularly with the fact that our soul is ultimately the thing that suffers. But because I think certainly in today's age, of course, we are searching for the outside things, and we have the outside medicine that, you know, will make you better, which really just, you know, masks over the symptoms. There is that tendency for people to look outside and continue looking outside for something that will fix them. It's just taking that moment to sit with yourself and go inside. But we kind of veered away from that almost, as that's, you know, that's a bit woo-woo, or, you know, a bit hippy-dippy, and it's kind of in some areas kind of almost mocked about, you know, being alternative and holistic. Well, what's wrong with that?
It's the most human thing, exactly. But and the thing is, it starts so early because we were never taught. You know, we come from generations of wounded people, effectively. And this is not a blame or shame, but we're never taught how to feel. We're never taught how to process emotion. We live in a world that, again, is surrounded by very easily accessible things to help us to numb, to suppress, to avoid, whether that's like, oh, I'm going to scroll on social media and just numb myself out, watch Netflix, drink booze, have sex, take drugs, like all
not
of these
necessarily
things,
in that order.
Not necessarily in that order. I've tried them all though. yeah, and you know, or it's just, the one that I see so often is this constant seeking for external validation and approval. And I was absolutely guilty of that. And that's, again, that for the sake of connection and attachment, we look to seek that approval from the people that we care about. Mm. But again, we tend to lose ourselves in that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like you said, the step is to sort of start to go within, and beginning with just sitting with an emotion, reconnecting back to our breath, coming back to our body, because everything is out there. Mm. We become completely disconnected from our body. Yeah. Everything is up here and out there in the world.
Yeah. So how is it, I mean, you mentioned authenticity, and it's a word that's kind of used quite a lot these days. Mm. It became a bit of a buzzword. What does authenticity mean to you, and how do you help others to live a more authentic life?
It's so funny, because it's my word for everything. It's the name of my podcast. It's something that I started through this journey, was like journey to authenticity. I started to document my process in a podcast, like almost like a journal, and to speak to other people to get some advice and hear their perspectives on doing that. So my definition of authenticity changes all the time. So I can tell you today what my definition is of it. I think that it's about, a journey to authenticity is connecting to our unique truth that lies within. And again, that can sound very woo-woo, but in my belief system, that we are part of this collective consciousness. So there's a part of us that is fully connected to everyone and everything around us, and the universe as a whole. So we have this aspect of oneness, but we are a unique expression of that oneness. Mm. And so I think that a journey to authenticity for me is about peeling away the layers of these shoulds and conditions and other people's or the world's ideas of what we should think or believe or feel, and getting to the core essence of who we are beyond the things and the stuff. I mean, it's the biggest question to answer, who am I, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
because we're obsessed with the labels, we identify with this physical body, the color of my skin, you know, all of those different things, my profession, my gender, my sexuality, all of these things that we identify with, but is it the essence of who we are? So I think that authenticity is our unique truth.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I like that. And how do you help others to find that? I mean, when people come to you, do they tend to be in that massive state of disconnect and it needs a complete rework, or do people come to you when they're kind of, oh, I'm not too sure?
It's more that state. I wouldn't say it's in this point of total spiritual emergency. It tends to be people similar to me, in the sense that they maybe have created a level of external success. It's a lot of the time it is leaders within the wellness space. A lot of my clients are chiropractors, naturally, just because network and understanding and their ethos I relate to. They've created a level of external success, but they have that sense of unfulfillment, or they are suffering from a level of stress or anxiety or overwhelm that they can't quite get a grip of. Or there is this sense of disconnect in their relationships where they're reactive with their loved ones and they want to change that. They want to be able to be more present and in the moment enjoying life, but they can't. They're constantly in the place of like, oh, I can't quite get a handle of feeling out of alignment of themselves and not in a sense of flow. So it tends to be them, those sorts of people, those sorts of experiences. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of ways, you know, people work with me one-to-one. Also, I run a group mentoring program, which has been 8 weeks. It's now going to 12 weeks. And there's a process that we go through. The most foundational part first is to teach people to regulate their nervous system. And that's kind of an ironic thing for chiropractors, because work with nervous system regulation, but actually, again, we're not really taught how to regulate. Mm-hmm. So it starts with that. It's the foundation of everything, to be able to get out of that sympathetic stress situation and be in a more centered, grounded, parasympathetic state.
Yeah.
And then from there, then now you can use things that we use, our triggers, the things that we react to, as windows to our wounds. It's sort of the gateway to enter in to identify and repair the inner child within us, that we're reacting from that younger self place. Yeah. And it's that inner child that is screaming to get their needs met that were never fulfilled back then. And so now when we go through a process in our adult self to be able to give our inner child the needs they're looking to have met, so that we can integrate and become more whole. Again, that enables us to be more present, less reactive, and more responsive. So that opens up possibilities in relationship. And then to have a look at some of those masks and those ego defense mechanisms that we have created, some of those more addictive type behaviors of coping mechanisms, and reclaim some of these fragmented parts of ourselves, the parts that we judge, the parts that we disown and we reject, and our emotions that we're uncomfortable with, is to teach them how to be able to sit with them. Think of emotions as literally energy in motion, and a process to be able to sit with them and see the energy just, it moves through you. That's extremely empowering, because you don't live in a space of fear of, I can't handle this feeling, or I don't know what to do with this anger, or shut down. And that changes the way then you look at other people. And then from there, you now have almost a sort of beautiful container now to start to recondition, to tune in now. This sort of opens a channel to tune in, to go, right, well, now me, Sarah, in present day 2020, what is it that I really want? What is it that I really need? And be able to express that from a more loving and compassionate place, let's say in relationship, but also to step in courageously into our life, to be able to make the steps that we've always wanted from a place of courage and creativity. And yeah, abundance opens from that. So that sort of process, regulate the nervous system, repair in the inner child, reclaim the fragmented parts, and recondition.
Yeah, I love that, reparenting in a child, because that's something that I certainly see quite a lot. Because like you were saying earlier, really everything goes back to how we are now. Our behaviours and our habits tend to go back to a much younger time where we needed to do this to get a certain thing or to be a certain way. And it's so interesting. I love that phrase, reparenting in a child. That's really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And see that we are. And it's hugely empowering to know that we can be there as an adult for this part of ourselves. Mm. And not only that the adult can be there for our inner child and give it all of those needs, to help our inner child to be seen and heard, see that they're understood and acknowledged, give them space to express that emotion, but also bring your inner child in to add some lessons to your adult self. Yeah. There's a lot of things that your inner child would want to say to you right now. You're a bit boring. I mean, like, let's have some fun. There are many things my inner child is saying to me. So it's sort of like this beautiful reuniting of both of these aspects of yourself. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And Sarah, you mentioned your podcast. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So as I said, I started it really as a almost like a journal documentation of my process. You can sort of hear this transition from the beginning of very lost and in a place like not knowing and going through that transition and some of the modalities and some of the healing methods that I'd gone into, things like holotropic breathwork, family constellations, I've done plant medicine, ayahuasca, things like that I've done. And I documented that, so you can hear about the experiences, but also speaking to experts in different fields and people sharing their stories as well. I found it's sort of a beautiful, I don't know, it was healing for me, but also to give other people the opportunity to learn from some of these amazing, inspiring people. So it's called Journey to Authenticity. It's on every podcast platform that's out there. I haven't actually published an episode for a long time, but I'm working now and I'm doing a lot of recording to launch my new season now.
Yeah, fantastic. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I think coaching and doing the podcast is all awesome, but actually we're being quite selfish because it's really cathartic for us.
Yeah, totally.
Doing it for ourselves, people.
but you know what? It's actually, that's again, it's an authentic expression. It's like from the inside out, because so many people start these things. I mean, I don't want to say this and sound judgmental, but a lot of the time people start these things for the idea of what it's going to give them externally. Like, oh, this will fit well for a business model. But it's like, it doesn't feel true. So it's nice to do it for yourself, because I think that from the inside out, it radiates and people will gravitate to hear. Yeah. The right people were here.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, we were having a little chat before we got the interview going, just having a little catch up. And I was mentioning a time before I became an EFT practitioner when I decided to start a business. It was very incongruent with me. And I did end up having a bit of a minor breakdown about it all. But it was just, you know, it was a classic example of me wanting to have the thing, the business, but not kind of tying it in with who I was. And it just went tits up as a result. So it's quite interesting to hear you talk about it all with the authenticity, sort of bringing that in. And it's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I tell you. But you know what was kind of great about that story, and I can say for myself as well, it's like there's no mistakes. Like, it's all on the way, because sometimes we sort of want to. I was definitely guilty of this for a long time, like waiting for this perfect thing. When everything lines up, then I will do this. But actually, just in the doing, you find your way and you make the mistakes. I don't regret anything. I mean, I'm so happy I became a chiropractor. It opened all these doors, and even all these masks I learned to wear, they served me hugely. Yeah. And now it's just I can choose when to put them on at perfect times that feel aligned, not because I feel that I should and I don't know any other way. Yeah. So it's all on the way, not in the way.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So you mentioned a little bit about who you work with. Do you have like a specific type of ideal client that you're like, when you get, you're like, yay?
I don't know. I think it's more of a mindset. If I feel that that person at that point is just ready, you know, there's like a readiness. As I said, it's a lot of the time it's wellness leaders. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's usually something in terms of that commonality that they're working in the field of wellness or healthcare. They're in a position where they are in service to other people. And some of those sort of symptoms, like I said, that they might be experiencing, but it's really just a readiness. I think I trust, this is what I've had to learn to do over a long period of time. I trust that the right people show up and they align with me, and that, but there's a readiness and a willingness to go there, to know that there's maybe some discomfort with it. Like you said, it's uncomfortable, this stuff. And when we have not been taught how to do it, it can be challenging, but the willingness and to know that they're held and they want to be part of a community and they're willing to do the work, then yeah, those are my people. And not thinking it's an outside in fix, that's the difference.
Yes. Yeah. And do you, because I know you're based in Melbourne, but so do you just work with people in Australia, or do you do everything on, you do a lot online?
Yeah, it's all online. I mean, I run some experience weekends, immersion weekends for people in more local areas, but no, my clients are from all around the world. Yeah. So, and everything is online. So that's the beauty of the modern world.
Should have taken up shares in Zoom.
I know. They went like that after lockdown. Yeah.
So Sarah, just what sort of successes have you seen working with people?
Oh, you know, some really beautiful, amazing things. Just to see that people feel this deeper sense of groundedness, that they're in a place of calm, a clarity that opens up for them, to hear about these beautiful connections, being able to heal some connections in their family, whether it's with their spouse or with their kids, whether it's with their colleagues, that there's more loving openness to be able to really see the other person and be seen. So that's been some amazing stuff that that my clients have experienced, but also this being able to really tune in now to what they really want and what they need and be able to express that from a loving place. It has opened many doors for people, whether that's in relationship or whether that's in career. A lot of my clients did career transitions to move into these things that they've always wanted to do. So there's more this courage that opens up. And I would just say abundance, but from not so much the material things, even though that usually is a byproduct as well. But it's just this sense of living in alignment with who they are. Yeah. And that they have these tools that can constantly be reapplied and honed for life. Like, they'd never become redundant and it's ever revolving, but trusting that. Yeah. That they're in flow with their life. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the fact you mentioned the abundance, because when you are, because abundance is, you know, everyone's like, oh, I want abundance. But when you start to work on yourself and you start to align with your needs and who you are, then like you say, everything just kind of happens. It's really quite incredible. You're like, ooh.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, but it just goes into, you know, everything is energy, everything is connected. we're all part of, you know, a larger thing. We're all part of it, just little unique individual expressions, I think, like you said.
And you see all those synchronicities start to show up and realize that there's something greater than yourself also working with you, whatever your belief system is. I mean, it really doesn't matter, but to realize there's something greater than yourself that you're working in with this collective energy, and it just starts to line. You see doors open in different ways and start to connect the dots like that there aren't mistakes. And even for looking back, so that's for future, but looking back at your life, instead of looking back from a place of a pain or this disconnection or not really understanding why, it's sort of all these dots start to connect, and then a gratitude comes in for the experiences that you have, and a gratitude for the now and everything you have. And then that's organic, because that's a buzzword as well.
Yeah.
I don't think you can force it. It sort of starts to happen organically as a part of a byproduct of this process. Yeah.
That's brilliant. So Sarah, something I like to ask is about, because I'm a big reader, I love books, and I'm currently reading an awesome book called The Holographic Universe, which is just blowing my mind. I definitely check it out. But what, if you had to pick one book, if you could recommend just one book, what book would that be? Ooh, narrow it down.
It is actually really hard. It's like, I really want to choose two. I'll start with the one that I've read, I don't know, probably about 10 times, which for me is a lot. Somebody who's dyslexic, and I didn't really read books very well till a lot later, is Deepak Chopra's 7 Spiritual Laws to Success. I absolutely love that book. It's principles that can be applied to every, and when I say success, it isn't about material success. So 7 Spiritual Laws to Success. I've read that literally 10 times or so, and it can be applied to every area, and it just deeply resonated with me on a soul level. I love it, and I've gifted it to many people over the years, so I'd say that one. And then a second one, just maybe if you wanted to, A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. It just happened. I couldn't stop it.
And what are your plans for the rest of the year, Sarah? What's going to happen in the world of Sarah?
I'm just observe the madness. Try to, you know what? It's a funny thing, because we're living in this really funny time. And actually, I think it's the perfect, there's many blessings. There's many things that are terrible about the situation, but there are many blessings that it's presented. It's the perfect fertile ground to do inner work, because it's trigger central. So for myself, I've deepened a lot of my practices. It's enabled me to do a lot of reassessment of what I really value, what's really important, what matters, what doesn't matter, in every area of my life. So I think it's just now, in a sense, because I've got some clarity on that, taking action towards that, of changing up, which I'm in the process of doing, different areas of my life, of where I want to live, different stuff in my relationship, in my business. And for me, from a business point of view, is just identifying this need for people really to find a place of grounding amongst this chaos, to shift the energy from a place of fear, which we're seeing everywhere people experiencing, to more of a state of love and freedom, of generating freedom from within. So that's for me and myself. I'm deepening that practice, but also I'm going to relaunch my group mentorship program, I think later in the year. I haven't got a date. I'm waiting for the movement to feel right, because I found that's just a lovely container from a sense of community, and I feel that that's something that's missing at the moment as well, a real sense of community.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Well, that sounds good, Lemmy. So I know you've already mentioned the podcast. I will put the link for that in the comments. But where else can people go to find out a little bit more about you?
You can just go to my website. So it's journeytoauthenticity.co.uk. Podcast is on there, a bit about me. And anytime I launch the programs and everything, you can go on there. You can contact me through that. It'll all be on there.
Okay. So again, I'll put the links in the comments. People can jump straight there. And just to finish off, we do like to end these with a little exercise, or a little something that people can do. So I know you've got something planned. I don't know what it is. It's very exciting. I want to share a bit more with
you. I mean, it's super simple. I just thought, what was relevant at the moment? It's just, I'd say that again, because of this fear state, people are getting triggered left, right and center. And we're seeing a sort of real... I was going to swear there. Can I swear on this? Just like a shit show. A shit show on things like Facebook. It's just that for people, if they can be in a place of awareness of when they're being triggered and they feel that impulsive thing from within of, I need to enter this conversation or argument or comment on Facebook and express my point of view, which we're seeing everywhere, right? And I've definitely been guilty of this too. If you can identify in that and you have that gap of awareness to acknowledge that there is this reactivity and want to do it, in that space, if you could just take a step back and just pause and literally take 3 deep breaths, the most simple thing, to just breathe in for 3 seconds, I'd say hold it for 3 seconds and out for 6. And straight away, you come out of that stress, sympathetic, reactive state into the parasympathetic. If after 3 deep breaths and you ask yourself, am I wanting to comment, whatever I'm going to say, is it from a place of fear or is it an ego or is it from a place of love? Is it going to spread kindness and compassion? Because that's what the world needs. If the answer is still like, yes, I want to do it, cool. But just, I would take those 3 breaths to control the impulse so that then your action now is from a place of responsiveness instead of reactivity.
I love that. I love that. And you're bringing in one of my favorite words, notice.
Notice.
When you're getting, you know, when you're reacting to something, because that's the key. As soon as you notice it, you can go, oh, where's that come from? And that's when you can start curious and explore it a bit more. That's lovely. I like that.
All possibility lies in that space.
Yeah. Fantastic. Oh, Sarah, it's been an absolute joy chatting with you. Thank you so much for coming on. I know there's a massive time difference between us, but it feels so close.
Yeah, it's lovely. Thanks for having me. I've loved it. It's been really fun.
Oh, thank you for coming. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. And good luck with the rest of your year.
Thank you very much. And you. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to share it with me in a review so I can keep the awesome stuff coming your way. And if you aren't already following me on social media, come and soak up the extra inspiration by following me on facebook.com/ClaireTurnerEFT or visiting my website at ClaireTurnerEFT.com. Now, just so you're aware, I'm very greedy. Claire has everything in it, C-L-A-I-R-E. I appreciate you so much, and I cannot wait to connect with you again in the next episode. In the meantime, be awesome.